Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to that coming up here in just a couple of moments. Also, got to get to a couple of things from earlier on, because I want to talk a little Tyrese Haliburton and our feelings on this man in this town, because I think coming into this series, there's a perception of him, obviously the overrated tag and beyond, almost maybe becoming a local villain in a lot of your eyes. But again, that's going to be coming your way in just a few minutes as well. But I'm excited to ask David sort of where we stand. And honestly, I'm just kind of blown away by the Knicks Celtics series, because what on earth? How do you blow two 20-point leads? We are in a desperate spot right now, and somehow is still maybe not the most disappointing team in the Eastern Conference. Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You can hear him on the Infinity Sports Network early on weekend mornings. You can also catch him on Sirius XM NBA Radio. He's David Shepard. He joins us now. David, what's going on, man?
Hey, Jake, man. I'm doing well. How about you? Thanks for having me, by the way.
Yeah, I'm excited. Excited to talk to you, too. I'm hoping that at some point here you got to catch the end of the Knicks-Celtics game in the totality.
No. You are welcome. Sorry to interrupt you. You are welcome to spoil that if you want. I was at a dinner, which is why I had to postpone, and thank you for your flexibility. So I have no idea what happened. So I literally DVR'd it. But if you want to spoil it for me, you are more than welcome to.
Now, I don't want to. Do you want it spoiled? Let it out there. If you want it spoiled, I'll let it happen. If not, I'll keep it to myself.
You do seem like a good guy, Jake. Keep it to yourself if you don't mind, bro. I listen, there's no excuse. If this was Ken Carmen, he would spoil it in a heartbeat. So I appreciate you in advance for not spoiling this. Listen, it couldn't have gotten any worse for the Celtics. I mean, what are they going to shoot, 8% from three?
I mean, yeah, game one was definitely not pretty. Again, we have to end Celtics talk now, or else I'm going to slip. I want to do my best here. Where we just got to end Celtics talk now. I have to go straight to the Cavs, or else I'm going to be I'm going to let something out, and I don't want that to happen. We got to make sure we enjoy the game for you.
By the way, can you spoil this? Did Jason Tatum actually show up? Can you just give me that?
Jason Tatum definitely showed up to the game. I don't know that you would classify as Jason Tatum as showing up entirely today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
That's I'll leave that one where it is. But obviously, we saw game two last night. Cavs at times holding a 20-point lead for themselves in that game against the Pacers, David. And going into the fourth quarter, they hold a 14-point lead, and in the final 45 seconds, a 7-point lead. Everything leading up to what should, by the end of this sentence, be like, and the Cavs win, but no, of course not. The final minute goes completely awry. What do you make sort of the final minute from a Cavs perspective? What sort of went wrong there?
As good as Tyrese Haliburton was, Ty Jerome was just equally bad. We can forget about the 1 of 14, and I am confident in saying this. If you and I were on the floor, Jake, we would have shot better from the floor. I am not exaggerating when I say that. He had wide open looks, wide open, bunny shots, but that's not what cost him the game. What cost him the game was not allowing just one, two offensive rebounds in the final minute And then you allow Tyrese Haliburton, when you know he's efficient from three, when you give him airspace, you got to run him off the three-point line. He's not a Jimmy Butler. He's not going to fake he's not going to get you with the hizzy. He's not going to try to jump fake you and get you up in the air. Run him off the three-point line. At that point, he's going for broke. He's going for the win. So I don't understand what the heck Ty Jerome is thinking in that instance. And obviously, you alluded to the final 40 seconds. It's bad enough you gave up an 8-0 run to lose this game, but you don't get a single shot off with Spida, a guy that went for 48 points and he was hobbled at that. This is one of the most stunning losses I can recall in NBA postseason history. And that's saying something considering what the Pacers pulled off in Game 5 against Milwaukee. Sorry to bring that up, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's completely fair. It was talked about across today's station whether or not it was going to be one that lived in basically Cavs fans' minds for the next, 20 years. And, yeah, very well might. It very well might because
right.
You just got to get the ball in. I mean, we reacted to it late last night in this hour, and it was – I basically had no other analysis. I was stunned. And I was like, the final minute of that game cannot happen in a game two. I guess as we look around, though, a lot of what we look at is obviously the Cavs last night missing three of what I would classify as their top five players, and Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and DeAndre Hunter.
Sure.
Is it a fair criticism with people around town sort of pointing fingers, you think, with looking at Darius Garland, looking at Evan, and sort of telling them to suit up and basically calling them soft?
Yeah, again, it's look, I understand from a fan's perspective, you want to see your guys out there. It didn't do, Darius Garland any favors that Jared Greenberg is basically telling everyone that he's playing in game two. He pulled like a Joe Lacob in the 2019 NBA Finals when he said to everyone Kevin Durant's going to be playing. I thought that was kind of unfair. Look, if you're hurt, you're hurt, right? We don't know what it's like being in their shoes. I mean, yes, you would have loved to have had, Darius Garland out there. You would have loved to have had the Defensive Player of the Year out there and Evan Mobley out there. You would have loved to have had, DeAndre Hunter. But there was a clear injury, that he sustained in game one with that thumb. It was a clear injury Evan Mobley sustained in game one with the ankle injury. And obviously Darius Garland is dealing with that toe. So, they don't strike me as guys that would take the easy way out. They don't strike me as soft. And I think anyone that would assume that is being immensely unfair to individuals that show up. And by the way, and I don't have to tell you this being in Cleveland. I mean, you talk about most improved. All Evan Mobley does is focus on basketball. You know this means everything to him. I'm seeing a completely different player this year. So if he was able to give it a go, he would have. He doesn't want to make. Does not want to exacerbate it and not be available for the entire series by trying to give it a go when his body's telling him not to. And let me say this. We've seen enough basketball. I've seen teams go down all the time, 0-2. All the time. Now, I understand both games were at home. But I'm not ruling the Cavs out in this series just yet. This series is far from over.
David Shepard, as Infinity Sports Network, as well as SiriusXM NBA Radio with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. If we're looking at this thing, if you go down in this series and you don't get a Darius Garland, you don't get an Evan Mobley, are injuries a fair excuse for the Cavs at this point? Or, I mean, watching a game like last night, you lose by one with the guys not on the floor. I mean, those are winnable games. Is it fair to chalk it completely to injuries?
No, it's not fair because you mentioned it. 20-point lead in the second half. 32-15 lead in the first quarter. First lead that the Pacers had taken since it was, 9-8? You got to win that game. You have to win that game. You're up 7 with 40 seconds left. I don't care if Michael Jordan times 10 is not on the floor. You're up 7 in an NBA postseason game at home. You got to take care of business. And like we mentioned, you got to get a shot up. You can't become all turnover prone at the end of the game. And I understand Donovan Mitchell was doing a lot of the grunt work. But you had Jared Allen. You had Max Strus, right? You have guys that can put the ball in the hole. I don't know why Ty Jerome was out there. I'm going to be honest with you. There's a plethora of guys you can go with at that point, not named Ty Jerome. He was having a nightmarish type game, the worst game I've ever seen him play. So I'm not just going to chalk it up to injury as to why they lost this game, because it was also the same roster, the same personnel that got them up by 20 points come second half. It was the same personnel that had them up 7 points with, you know, 40 seconds left. So, and you know Kenny Atkinson, he's not going to put this on injury. He's going to put this on just not executing at the end. And you would hope that Cleveland never does something like this again. Maybe they need LeBron James. Maybe that's where the King ends up in 2025, 2026. Maybe this is all drama that we anticipate, you know, and it's going to make it even more, you know, come to fruition when this does happen. Because I think it's inevitable LeBron eventually plays in Cleveland again. I do. I don't know how you feel about that.
That's out there. Listen, don't tease listeners with that. They're going to go crazy, okay? They're going to go absolutely nuts.
I'm not teasing. You're telling me he's happy with a 26-year-old guy that's gifted offensively but couldn't spell defense if you gave him the D? Come on now. You think this is where how he wants to end his career? Getting beaten by the Minnesota Timberwolves team in five games that can't get by a Stephen Curry-less Warriors team?
Yeah, no, that's definitely not the way LeBron wants to go out. I don't know. It's just I can't imagine LeBron coming back. And if he does, I don't know. That's a dangerous situation here. With all the rosters I've seen LeBron and taking some luxuries here, but all the rosters I've seen LeBron build, it's basically going to be half the guys not here anymore.
So, Jay, can I ask you a couple questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you put LeBron James on this team, and I know where you're going with this, but I'm going to ask it anyway for your audience. Do they become significantly better?
Forget any.
It's not addition by subtraction. You're not removing anybody. You add LeBron James to this roster as currently constituted. Do they take a step forward and get better?
A massive step forward. If they're not finals favorites, I'd lose my mind.
Okay, thank you. Now, you tell me. Let's say they're all healthy. Let's say we don't have a situation where Darius Garland misses the first two games, Evan Mobley, and obviously DeAndre Hunter missed game two. Do you, in your heart of hearts, you really believe this team can win a championship? Now, yes, it's possible, but would they be the favorite to win a championship if everyone is healthy minus LeBron James right now?
I don't think Vegas would have them as a favorite. I have them personally beating the Celtics, and I think the West Coast matchup is kind of a 50-50, in all my honesty.
Fair enough. Then go and get the prodigal son. You know he's not happy with what went down in year number 7 for him in purple and gold. That was the biggest underachievement I've ever seen in LeBron James the last 7 years. When did he underachieve in Cleveland? He never did. He was always finals bound. You don't think he would sign up for that again for a third time?
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a scary situation. Scary situation. I don't even want to have to think about this. I don't even want to have to think about what my job becomes if LeBron James ends up back in Cleveland. That's just, that offseason is going to be something that I'm just going, I couldn't be mad, obviously. I'd be elated. I would just be so confused on what's happening and completely ready for the whirlwind that comes along with it. But That's a dangerous situation, David. I don't know if I can think about that. If you have me thinking down that road, I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Right. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like he didn't have the guys with him. Like when Kyrie left for Boston in 2017,
right.
That was it. If Kyrie would have stayed, I don't think LeBron goes to L.A. I feel like he cheated Cleveland sports fans. I really do. And yeah, he won the championship. But you're telling me LeBron James plays 11 years in Cleveland and you're satisfied with just one title? Like, Kevin Love was getting older. I mean, Tristan Thompson is the oldest 34-year-old I've ever seen. He was getting older at the time, right? Richard Jefferson, they were an old squad. they ain't old anymore. They are talented, man. And they have cojones. And they have youth. LeBron doesn't have to carry the load anymore. That's why he left. He was being asked to do too much. So I know you don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but I really do see it as a possibility. Plus, it's where his two kids grew up. And we all know, not just Bronny, but Bryson, he's likely NBA bound in 2026, 2027. What? I mean, why not aim for just 2 years? I mean, forget 1 year, right?
I would take it. I would take it in a heartbeat. There's no way around it. I'd be so happy. I would take it. You're putting the thoughts into my head, and I'm going to resent you from that one, from when we're done here. But
fair enough. Well, I have to make it up for you for being so generous and magnanimous about not relaying the Boston Knicks score, by the way. So thank you again for that, by the way.
Yeah, thank you for repaying me for that.
Of course.
Again, David Shepard on the hotline with us. I guess if we focus back on the current Cavs roster, if we look at it, so Kenny Atkinson's been praised all year long. I don't know about in the national media, definitely in the local media, for the way that he's handled the entire team's minutes up and down, for not having his players being playing like, you know, 40 minutes a game, the way that Tibbs might handle it with the Knicks. But you come out of this game, and Kenny Atkinson basically lays out the fact that the team was gassed. They had just run out of gas going into the final minute of that game, and they clearly didn't have it. Why is it that a team that should be well-rested, not just throughout the playoffs here in a four-game series against Miami, but through the whole regular season, why is it that when you get to the fourth quarter, that team's tired?
That's a very good question. I don't know if Kenny Atkinson elocuted himself in the way that he should have. I think it's fair to say, look, the guys were tired, but we had to play who we had to play because we're obviously depleted three key contributors. I think he should have saved himself with that. I think when he does, and I did hear the quote that you're referencing, when he does say that, he's making himself susceptible to questioning and people being critical of his coaching strategy and decisions. Donovan Mitchell, correct me if I'm wrong, he played, what, 34, 35 minutes? It seemed like he played 44, right?
Yeah.
But because so much of the offense was predicated on him, I mean, you could tell. I mean, he was gassed. Now, I didn't see Max Strus when he made that big-time shot in the fourth quarter for three. I didn't see Jared Allen gassed. I didn't see Isaac Okoro gassed. Like, to me, the only guy that was really gassed was Donovan Mitchell. But that's also a product of not having three key members of the Cavs on the floor. So if I'm Atkinson, I kind of stepped into it. You know, it's interesting, and I don't want to go down this road because I don't think it's going to happen. But can you imagine if he gets Coach of the Year and then has a worse result than J.B. Bickerstaff the previous year? Can you imagine if that were to happen? Because J.B. Bickerstaff, say what you will about him, he took a game off them. He took a game off the second round, right? And the Celtics team he played last year, they were significantly better than what the Cavs are facing this year in the Indiana Pacers. And Donovan Mitchell was hurt for a majority of that season, for the majority of that series. So that would not be a good look for Kenny Atkinson if he gets swept and you fired a guy who did better than Kenny Atkinson the year before.
Would certainly not be a good look. David, we're up against it. I appreciate you carving out the time on a busy night to be able to talk to us. I hope you enjoy watching a Knicks-Celtics game that I'm not going to talk about the result of at all. I again, appreciate you a ton.
Thank you, Jake. Thanks for having me. Hey, man, I know it's relatively not new anymore, but congratulations on the gig, man.
I absolutely appreciate it. Thank you so much, David.
Of course. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate you, man.
Yep, David Shepard with us there of the Infinity Sports Network as well, SiriusXM NBA Radio joining us there. Really good stuff out of Dave. We're going to react to what he had to say coming back. And no, guys, it's not going to be on the Cavs. It's not going to be on the LeBron stuff. We're not doing the LeBron stuff. As much as I loved it, and I'm going to think about it when I go home. We're not doing the LeBron stuff. We're going to focus on what was there and get into a little bit more, I think, on Tyrese Haliburton here. That's coming your way in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick. On a Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.